AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A signal from the Federal Reserve, it's ready to start cutting interest rates. Sagar Magani has it.
With inflation nearly defeated and the job market cooling,
the time has come for policy to adjust.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell told a central bank conference that after the worst price spike in four decades,
my confidence has grown that inflation is on a sustainable path back to 2%.
Powell says the timing and pace of rate cuts will depend on several factors, including economic data. But he says drops in the Fed's key rate should maintain economic growth and sustain hiring. Sagar Magani, Washington.
That helped rally stocks to close out a winning week. Seth Sutel has numbers.
The S&P 500 rose 1.1% Friday. The Dow added 462 points. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 1.5%. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note dropped to 3.80%.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. suspending his independent presidential bid and backing Donald Trump.
In the battleground states, I would likely hand the election over to the Democrats, with whom I disagree on the most existential issues.
The Republican nominee's reaction.
I want to thank Bobby. That was very nice. That was really very nice. That's big. He's a great guy, respected by everybody.
Jackie Quinn has the latest on Iranian hacking into U.S. politics.
Meta says it received reports of suspicious messages in WhatsApp accounts held by staffers of President Biden and former President Donald Trump. It says the hackers tried to access accounts in the U.S., the United Kingdom, and the Middle East, as well as political and diplomatic officials. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Tropical Storm Hone nearing Hawaii.
Impacts in a way of...
Laura Ferris at the National Weather Service.
Rainfall with the potential for flash flooding, mostly across the Big Island on the windward sides, and some of the windward sides potentially of Maui.
This is AP News. A celebrity is making a belated apology.
Former MMA fighter Ronda Rousey is apologizing for posting a Sandy Hook school shooting conspiracy video online 11 years ago. Rousey says reposting the video was the single most regrettable decision of her life and didn't even believe the video, but was so horrified at the truth she was grasping for an alternative fiction to cling to instead. The issue of Rousey's posting of the Sandy Hook video recently came up on Reddit when she invited users to ask her questions about her recently launched fundraising campaign for her first graphic novel. Some asked why Rousey didn't issue a strong apology for amplifying the conspiracy theory about the shooting. Ronda Rousey apologized this came 11 years too late, but said she regretted it every day of her life since and will continue to do so until the day she dies. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.